Okay, now here's a question to you. Why does the responsibility feel like a burden to you?
Because when I started to work, they didn't pay me for 4 years. They slave me. They do like shit. Okay, when I was young, I was growing up with classist racist, because I was a children of a journal seller.
A what seller?
Journal.
Oh, journal.
Journal seller. So we were not rich. So we were from the bottom class, right? And in the public school, it was really similar of your story. You were the only black in a white school, right?
Yeah.
It was the only poor in a rich class.
Oh, okay.
So I was growing up to break that wheel. So I would like to use the money for take power, for control, and destroy all that classist racism, okay? So in my career path, I reach everything. So, all the family that bullies me in the young age, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I overclasses them, okay? Now that I reached my focus, I just want to give a good things and learn to the people how what it means respect.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
That ladder of success that you climbed, did you do it for the right reason?
No, it was totally stupid, because the only thing that I reached, it was my trap, set trap. So I switched from a trap to another bigger trap that blocked me more than the last shit.
So do you think the reason why you feel chained is because the reason you did it wasn't for the right reason, that you did it for the wrong reason, even though you accomplished and made it and succeeded and got there?
No. I mean, my success was to
prove to others that you,
yeah,
and that, yeah, that's what I'm sitting at, and that was the wrong reason.
That was my really success. Okay.
Yeah, and now that you proved it to him, and now that you got there, it's kind of like, wait a minute.
What the fuck I did that?
Do they even care?
Oh yeah. They asked me a favor. They asked me a lot of stuff. They asked me I reached the power versus them.
Okay, but so, some people say I love to play devil's advocate. Could I say you was bullied and,
yeah,
so you went on a mission to climb higher than the bully so you could bring shame to the bully?
Exactly.
Now, think about that.
I'm bully as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know that. You know what is the punishment for that?
Or I want to use another word. What's the wheel of fortune for that?
Exactly. The karma. In fact, when you tell me the last time, the karma can switch the direction, I told you yes, because I'm giving help to the people, I'm giving good to the people for change my karma. You understand?
Yes.
The for that I was hoping, yeah, I can do that, because I want to switch, because I'm doing good to the people, I'm doing good to the person, I'm sacrificing myself in this truck for the respect of the 11 family.
I got a question for you. Did you let others' opinion turn you into that in which you really are not? And what do I mean? Well, what do I mean by that? Big O, you don't come across as a bully to me. And so, like that priest in the Vatican that was feeling something was off.
Maybe.
Are you a bully?
No. I'm the opposite. Trust me.
Well, look at that moon card. Look at that moon card.
I'm bully, but with the strongest person that bullies the person. So I'm bully.
So you like the bully, but somebody who's not on that.
My psychologist, what they said.
Hmm.
You are like Robin Hood. But you don't, you store to the rich people, but you take for yourself.
Mm.
The respect. You know what it's been? Not the money or something like that. It's like he said, you want to be something like a Batman for revenge to the what you feel it in the past to the strongest person. It's like, I don't know, it's like a... it's not communism or something like that. It's like I don't like the people abuse the weak people.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. You like if some you see a bully, you gonna go over there and take on the bully for the weak person.
I want to let them feel what they did to the person. So, an eye for an eye.
I got you.
So, is it wrong?
No.
Is it bully?
Wait. Is it, so basically you're asking me, is it wrong to stick up for somebody who can't stick up for themselves?
Exactly. Why I have to do, why my karma, it will be, in my prospection, bad anyway.
All right, let me ask you something. Is it bad to steal?
Depends. Oh.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Wait.
Would society say it's wrong to steal?
Yeah.
Can you get in trouble for stealing? Like going to jail and stuff like that for stealing? Yes. No, yes. Yes. You can wait. No. Wait. Hold up. Just follow the logic. Follow the logic. Follow the logic.
Be specific. Don't be...
No. I want you to follow the logic. Don't get into details. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Society would tell you it's wrong to steal. There's laws and rules about stealing, correct?
Yeah.
Now, if a man... has a family at home and they hungry as fuck, is it wrong for him to go out and steal a chicken?
For me, it's not wrong.
I would agree with you.
How?
I say I would agree with you that, hey, he did what he had to do with to feed his family.
But, listen. Listen one second.
All right.
If that person cannot... different. Okay? I steal. I declare to you I steal in my life. Okay?
All right.
But not steal like you...
Wait. Did you just confess to me like a priest?
No.
I'm playing, man.
My virtual priest say you you one thing different.
Okay?
All right. I don't see like what you think about the meaning of stealing. Stealing, it could be, if I steal a person that's stealing, it's steal.
Well, I meant, when I was talking about stealing, I meant like somebody go into the store and steal a chicken and go home and eat it. Was that wrong?
Okay, but if that person, no, okay, and he's a seller of a chicken, okay, he's a roastery or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the last chicken in the table, right?
Yeah.
It was for him, okay.
Yeah.
So I run the person that steal that chicken from him. So he re-stealed that chicken because it was his chicken.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about going to the neighbor's house and stealing chicken off their plate. I was talking about going to the grocery store or something and taking the chicken.
Okay. Well, I remember when I was younger, okay, after the school, high school, I was with the zero money, okay? And I am trying to finding the work, a job, like for waitress, okay, like for I was found one job, but was starting the next week. So with no money, I still for hungry. But really, I was with no money, and trust me, the survival condition. They forced you to steal, and I steal, and I feel it, that emotion. Trust me, Astro. Don't judge the person that steal.
No, I was just, I'm not judging the person. I was just using that as an example.
Yeah, but it depends on the situation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, I got a question for you. Would you say it's wrong to kill? Yes. Wait. Society-wise...
Okay. I answered the same question to my therapist. You know what I answered to him?
What?
If I say my daughter raped in front of me, yeah. What the fuck I have to do?
Okay. No, I wasn't even going to say that. I was going to say, if you in a store, or say you somewhere, and somebody is trying to attack somebody and kill them, and you turn around and kill that person before they kill that. Did you do something wrong?
So if the person try to kill someone and I intercept them to kill them, right?
Yeah. Was you wrong?
Maybe.
Is it wrong to kill to save a life?
No, in that case, I will not kill. It's wrong, yeah, because it's not happening.
Wait. So you telling me, if you saw someone attacking a female,
yeah,
it's wrong for you to go attack that person that's attacking the female?
Listen. If there is a different...
Yes or no?
No, there is no yes or no. There is yes or no. You know better that. You know... Good. Okay, listen to me.
Wait. If you saw... If...
No, listen.
All right, go ahead.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
If you know a person that is going to kill a person that have a plane to kill 1,000 person, you will kill him...
Or get them locked up, call the authorities.
And if you have 5 seconds to choice, and you have to shot the trigger, paradoxically, imagination.
Well, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I would do it. You want to know why?
Fuck you. You see that?
You want to know why?
Yeah.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. So is it wrong for me? Wait.
I say fuck you like.
No, I got you. I know what you mean. I didn't take it no way. Don't worry about that, man. Keep it pushing. So basically, is it wrong? Yes, it's okay to kill one person to save a thousand.
For a special one for you?
No, I said it's if one, say one person has a bomb strapped to him and he's about to go in there and kill a thousand people. It's okay for me to kill that one person with the bomb to save a thousand people.
Perfect. Okay, listen to me. Follow me now.
All right.
Okay. So, you have a special person for you.
All right. Yeah, Sugar.
Okay, that person that if you...
Sugar!
It's like 1,000...
Come here, Sugar.
Okay?
Huh?
If you put in a balance, no? That that person is like 1,000 person. So, would you kill him?
Now, you're being selfish. So basically, you telling me you will let 1,000 people die for your one loved one?
Exactly. It's not the same. The way.
You don't think that's kind of selfish?
No, I just.
One person, for one person to live over 1,000? Just because you're. But nah. I just remember, you are Cancer Rising.
Yes or no? Yes.
You are Cancer Rising. You're Cancer Rising. And cancer...
Yes or no?
Cancer is root... Yes or no what?
Yes or no. You killed that person that could be killer, your special one person. Yes or no?
Yeah.
So...
But I made the argument that if someone is trying to kill another... And that someone can't protect themselves, it's not wrong for you to take action and protect that person.
Depends.
All right. It depends for you.
Depends. Why? Maybe that person wants to kill that because he's a pedophile, he's a rapper, he's an adulterer. You don't know that.
I set up the scenario if you was walking down the street and you saw a male attacking a female.
A female.
I said that. And you said, no. And your response.
I didn't understand the female. Sorry.
But female. And from your response, you was like, it depends. And that's why I was like, wait a minute.
No. I didn't understand female because I all the time I defend female. Trust me.
I said female though.
I didn't understand female because I'm a fucking brain dead with the English. So
and you said depends. That's why they had a couple of comments like looking like, wait, what?
Astro. You know that I was misunderstood.
That's what I asked you. The question was, if you was walking down the street. And you saw a male about to kill a female. Is it wrong for you to kill that male?
Okay, if that woman, okay, is a gypsy that stole his children, what do you think about that?
Well, that applies to women and children?
Yeah.
How about somebody in a wheelchair? What if that person was 6'5" and the person they was attacking was 5'2"?
Listen, Astro, we can try to find
different scenarios.
Different scenario. The thing what I have to say to you is that you cannot standardize one answer with one question. There is all the time a variable.
Okay. But what I was trying to get you to see is, Big O, there is societal norms. We might not like them societal norms, but there are societal norms. Like killing. Killing is wrong. Except in certain cases.
Yeah, what I say that...
I got you. I was just trying to show you, and hey, yes, there. When it comes to rules in the Matrix, the Matrix does have rules. We might not like those rules, right?
I show you that. Not you show me that. I try to show you that. Okay, that there is a Burot for the law. Kill is not allowed. Stop.
I got you.
But with the moral law, there are variables.
I got it. I understood that. I understand that.
So we are two killers.
Well, that's why I said. Well, okay. But
we could be two killers.
But look at the moon card. That's what I was saying. Do you know the story of... have you ever heard everybody got two wolves inside of them?
Sorry, what story?
Look at that card. You see two dogs or two wolves? You see them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever heard everybody got two wolves inside of them? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Yeah. Everybody got two wolves inside of them. A black wolf and a white wolf.
Something like, yeah.
And they fighting each other. Black wolf, the darkness or shadow, and the light. And they fighting each other.
Yeah.
Which one wins, Big O?
That's
which wolf wins in the fight? The dark or the light?
Who bites first?
No.
I know the story. Yeah, wait.
Who wins?
The wolf.
Yes, they got two wolves, so yes, a wolf has to win. Which one wins? The black wolf or the white wolf? By the way, with your sun and your Mercury being in the seventh house, that's Libra energy, and Libras like to stay on the fence. Don't like to pick a side. So, which one wins? The white wolf or the black wolf?
For me?
No, for everybody.
I heard about that. I don't remember. It was like a lateral...
Well, pick one!
The black one.
Wrong.
Yeah, okay. The white one.
Wrong.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Well, which one wins?
Who has that two wolf wins?
The one you feed.
Yeah, okay. The one you feed. Yeah, okay.
So if you feed the dark side, the dark wolf gonna win. Because he's gonna be stronger.
Okay, what you feeding?
You gotta find a way to feed them both.
Okay, so you're feeding both. Or now you're feeding the white and before you're feeding the black one.
Is dark energy negative?
Prospective.
So, some people would say being a bully is dark energy. But do you need to access that dark energy when you're going up against a bully?
Of course. I touch the dark energy for reach something.
Now, you got to think about this. For you watch superhero movies?
Yeah.
you've seen them before. You've seen them before, right? Like Superman, Batman.
Yeah, the villain sometimes.
Yeah, the hero and the villain. Yeah, right? Yeah. For the hero to beat the villain, what does the hero have to do?
Sacrifice something.
No. No.
Trust in themselves.
No. It has something to do with this black wolf, white wolf stuff we just was talking about.
Oh, okay. Feed the black wolf.
So what would that mean for the hero?
For unbalanced the white wolf.
So in a what? So it means this. For the hero to be able to beat the villain, he has to be willing to be just as ruthless as that villain. Let me ask you something, Big O. If you are willing to kill me, but I'm not willing to kill you, can I beat you?
I don't care.
No, can I beat you?
Yeah, you can't beat me.
No, I can't. Because you're willing to go further than me.
Okay.
I need to be willing.
Charity.
Yeah, I got to be willing to be just as ruthless as you.
Wait. Because you project all in the movie, but you know well that reality is not like a movie. Sometimes you can be like a villain if you are the superhero, but in the reality you can lose like a superhero.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to tell you is, if you going up, if you going up against a bully, man, you got to be willing to fight that bully tactics, or you gonna lose.
Exactly. I told you before, I'm the Trojan horses.
Yeah.
So, I have to be a believer in God for entering in.
All right, I got a question for you. Was David a bully?
No, was the sweetest angel in the heaven.
What do you mean? But he killed Goliath.
Wait, evil, you say.
No, I said, you know the story of David and Goliath?
No.
When in the Bible, when David swung a little rock and hit the giant and killed a giant?
No, I don't know that.
Oh, well, look up the story of David and the Goliath, and what you're going to see is a big giant.
David and Goliath. Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah, Goliath. David and Goliath. Was David a bully?
Maybe.
Okay. If David wasn't willing to kill the giant, would David have even beat the giant? Or would the giant have beat the shit out of him? If David wasn't willing to swing that rock, he would have got the shit beat out of him.
Okay, but I told you before, we can find all the stuff you want for justify the variable the balance, the choice, the dualism. There are all in all shit, because there is no only black and white. There is a fusion.
Can we say there is no black and white, it's just shades of gray?
It's all the time shades of gray, yeah. I think so. But in the end, there is a balance, okay? There are a lot of shape. No, gray.
Gray. A lot of gray area.
There are a lot of gray. But in the end, in the macro scale, there is white and black.
Yes.
That generates that gray.
Correct. Now, you know what people struggle with, Big O?
What?
Navigating the gray.
Yeah, but no. So that is a limitation of a mind. They don't want to see the gray.
As I got a gray sweatshirt on.
In that situation, they don't want to see the gray. Because like in political or creed or something like that, it's better to say there is black and white. It's a creed.
Or to put it that way, it creates a separation.
Exactly.
Why would they want to create a separation? Y'all know how I end this. Know that's a balance of energy.